I've just walked away from two people at the Web Summit because I don't want to record their conversations without, and they're talking about people, named people. I'm in the media section. I'm surrounded by journalists. I'm surrounded by bloggers. I don't know who they are, but they're all looking very intensely. One, here's a guy on a Windows machine. Here's a guy on an Apple. Apple seems to be the... somebody else is on Facebook here. There's a man here who's got... A lady here who's got a camera. Looks very impressive. This guy is here. This guy's from the Irish Times. I don't know if he wants to identify himself. You're live on Audioboo. I see lots of stuff on here. You're editing video. Is that right?
I am editing video, yeah.
Jason Kennedy from the Irish Times. Say something interesting to the listeners on Audioboo.
Well, it's been a great day so far. Hopefully it'll be the same tomorrow. There's a lot of startups that have very interesting stories.
Name me a couple. Come on, let's be specific.
I couldn't pick out a few of the load of people I've talked to, because there are a lot of people that actually genuinely want to get out there and want to...
Let me ask you, forget about any name startup, but tell me one thing that startups could do to make themselves attractive to journalists. How should they behave?
They should have a good press release, maybe a good press officer, and a cordial, be friendly. One startup so far I went up to, had a great chat with them, very nice, and then as soon as I finished recording, they go, "You're a great little journalist, aren't you?" They said that to me, and I was like, "Oh, I'm absolutely brilliant," and I just quietly deleted the files because I'm not going to, talk like that.
Condescending bastard.
Well, that's your word, not mine.
They are my words, right? Absolutely. I mean, if I hear you literally, look, I'm going to stop distracting you. It's great to see you. Lovely to see you. It's been a while. We're going in search of foie gras and wine. It's in this direction. Keep up the good work. Yeah, see, Donal Callan, now I'm leading you astray, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you actually have been going around collecting all the freebies.
No, actually, do you know what? I have an...
That's
my day tomorrow.
Let's talk about freebies. Freebie day. No, you got a t-shirt.
That was because I was doing deals.
Oh, you were doing deals?
I was doing deals.
Look, why have you stopped here? We're going for the foie gras and... you told me that upstairs here... There was foie gras and red wine from... Well, the French people have invited me.
You said it was 320.
Yeah, well, we're going to find it.
They're upstairs, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I'm following you and you're following me. That man there is very interesting. He's a really nice man. We'll talk to him. He's French. One second. A small interruption.
Sure.
There is a reception of foie gras and red wine.
Where is it?
Over there. You see Joker over there?
Let me introduce you to this man.
We'll be there, you know.
Azendu, meet Donal Callan.
Donal Callan, how are you?
Entrepreneur, friend of Irish entrepreneurs. He helps people to get their business up and running.
Thank you very much.
Of Twitter. What else are you, Donal Callan? Gregory is very good. I've already had an audio boom with Gregory.
Very quick one. Yeah. See, Paul goes around and meets all the interesting people. I'll go home tonight. I'll listen to all of Paul's audio booms. And then tomorrow, I'll go and meet all those people. It's like a filter.
Oh, that's cool.
A filter for interesting. Like a real life Google algorithm.
What you thought you were?
Why don't you call me a trust agent? Why don't you call me a trust agent? I mean, all those other names you call me. Call me a change agent. All right. Look, are you coming over there?
Yes. Of course. Yeah.
I will see you there.
Okay. So it's downstairs, is it?
No.
Quite at the edge of the...
Very last one.
But that's probably early now.
You are deliberately getting us to case the whole room. We're walking. You realize that we'd have been there in a quarter of the time.
Thing.
Look, all these people on the walls, right? I want to go back to freebies, right? You did get a t-shirt, didn't you?
I did a t-shirt, yeah.
Right. The best thing I got given away was by a company that gave me a stress ball and a little cupcake...
Sage,
you see?
No, I know. Just because I don't take the freebies doesn't mean I don't know where they are.
I actually thought Sage was accounting software. Are they Sage One?
Yeah, no, Sage, but I mean, they literally do everything now, from accounting software, HR software. The way they would market themselves now is essentially all the organization behind your business, all the automation, all the software you need to manage all your bureaucracy. They would do, and obviously the great thing about them is because they have a base in Ireland, like everything is relevant to Ireland, so like all the tax rates and all that sort of stuff is all up to date.
Would you actually be minded to recommend them to a person setting up their own business for the first time?
I definitely would. Like, I guess it depends about scale. I mean, if your business is going to go having to employ people and having to maintain, you know, accounts, definitely. Like, for startups, you know, they kind of tend to hack their way around things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have a very good, a very interesting lady on Twitter who looks after them, and she's very good for kind of small business content.
Oh, very good. Well, I was just very happy to sit down with the stress ball and the little cupcake.
Yeah.
And it led to me having a conversation with Gard Fitzgerald's daughter.
Really?
Yes, I'm serious. You wouldn't believe it.
You have to be careful these days.
No, here we are. Here we are. We're in the right place. Donal, I bring you the great Donal Cahalan.
Okay.
Donal. You're talking
to
you.
You've got.
Here,
tell you what.
Nice to meet you.
Hello. I know I've seen it before. I have no idea.
We've arrived at the red wine and the foie gras. And for the wine lovers that are here, I can tell you we have Chateau Lustignac. Chateau Lustignac. Vatefervoir. Oh, good. Actually, that's a claim that it's going to make you drink or something. Chateau de. Creusot, my French accent is a bit wrong. We've got an Haute Médoc. We've got an Haute Médoc from 2006, a Chateau Arnault. And it's a Cru Bourgeois, so I can tell you it would be pretty good. I was in the Médoc this summer. I am not a wine buffin, but when you open, they haven't got any of the wine open. They're holding a foie gras reception and none of the wine is open.
No, we're going to open them.
Salut. Good
Bonjour.
To see you. Bonjour.
Yeah, good to see you.
Bonjour.
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 You're live on Audio Boo, right? You speak some French, please. Tell me about the wine or the foie gras or the company, anything you like.
Let's talk about the foie gras.
En français, please.
S'il vous plaît, en français.
I can speak. Je vais parler de mon entreprise en français. Mais personne ne va comprendre. Nobody's going to get
moi
it.
Moi, je comprends. Il y a beaucoup de monde ici en Audio Boo qui a le français.
Ils nous écoutent en temps réel. Real time.
Vas-y, allez.
Bonjour à tout le monde. Oui. Alors je présente, nous on fait un projet qui s'appelle La Ruche qui dit oui. Et c'est un site internet qui permet à des groupes de consommateurs d'acheter directement à leurs producteurs locaux. Donc à la fois des fruits, des légumes, de la viande, du lait, tout ce qu'on veut. C'est des communautés qui se regroupent pour acheter directement aux producteurs. Voilà, et on est lancé en France depuis un an. On a plus de 150 communautés qui sont ouvertes. Et on va se lancer en Europe dans un an et demi. On est là pour préparer le terrain.
And it's the first time you've been in Ireland?
Yeah, it's my first time.
No, it's reply in French. I'll put the questions in English.
C'est la première fois en Irlande.
And what's it like? I mean, this La Ruche qui dit Louis is on Twitter?
Is it on Twitter? Yeah, it's on Twitter.
What is the Twitter name?
We got the French Twitter name is Ruche qui dit oui. We got more than 1,000 followers, and we just opened the English Twitter account, but it's just fresh, and it's named The Ruche, T-H-E-R-U-C-H-E. It's all fresh, new.
And what is your passion? What is your passion?
My passion?
Yes.
Oh, what a question. I don't know.
drink the wine.
Drink the wine. The good
and
wine.
Share.
No, it's
share
good.
The wine.
Guys, it's just lovely. I have a small little smattering of French. I can understand it quite a bit. But I just love... I just like this. It's such a change from... I've been talking to people in English all day, right? So it's such a relief, right?
C'est chiant. C'est chiant.
Vous êtes français?
Je suis français aussi.
Angelo?
Oui.
C'est pas un nom français?
Non,
non. C'est un nom...
Italien.
Italien, right. You speak Italian now. I have no Italian yet. No, Italien.
Ciao, ciao.
I love opera.
Yeah? Je ne parle pas du tout italien, mais moi aussi.
Hey, a small thing. I'd like the three of you here together, right, guys? And we're going to sing a little song in French, right? A little normal song in French, right? Off you go. Any old one.
I think a classic one, Frère Jacques. Si on a une autre, je suis preneur.
Now, you're not allowed to spend a long time debating it in the French style. You have a café, you have a big, you think. But anyway,
okay.
Off we go. Off we go.
One. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonnez les matines, sonnez
Come in here, Fred, come in here, Fred.
dong.
You join in?
Ding dang dong.
Come in here, woman's voice.
It's finished.
Allez-y, non, allez-y.
Frère Jacques, frère Jacques, dormez-vous, sonnez matine, sonnez matine, ding dang dong. Ding dang dong.
Fantastic.
Thank
you. Boulabas. Boulabas. Hooray. So that's it, folks. They didn't. They chose not to sing the Marseillaise, right?
No.
They chose not to sing. I mean, what did you choose not to sing? What is. What would you. Yeah, come on. Give us a bit of Piaf. Come on. No, the CEO of Docker does a splendid Piaf number, right?
Non, je ne regrette rien.
Come on! Enough to know.
Okay. This has gone out live on Audio Boo. This is Change Agents at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with the French at the Dublin Web Summit. Now it's time to stop and have some French wine. Is it corked? What do you say in French? It's corked. How do you say it? C'est corqué?
Il est bouchonné.
Il est bouchonné?
Il est bouchonné?
Il est bouchonné?
Hey,
Hubert! How do they say? Start it off again.
Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, sonnez les matines, ding-dang-dong.
Gregory, come here. We haven't got you. Another. Now, you have a choice.
Okay.
Edith Piaf, or else dormez-vous.
What did you say?
You have to sing.
I have to sing.
Yeah, you have to sing. Go.
Shit.
Go on.
Hang on.
No. Come on. Go on. Pick any old song. Any old French song.
Aux armes citoyennes, marchons.
What did you have for drink?
Come on.
Dansons un pur, abreuve nos sillons.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. This is for the sake of Irish-French relations, right? And also some Spanish relations as well.
Basically, the most peaceful song we have.
Yes, it is. My
the Irish national anthem also goes marching at night. To battle as well, you know.
Yeah, so that's probably the same.
That is the same thing. Okay, that was good fun, guys. Thank you all very much.